Hey guys, this is Anthony here, bringing you another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. I'm literally going to jump right in and give you guys the tip here. I want to go over how and when to share performance data when it comes to your internal teams. You guys know I'm a big fan of Pulse. I just want to double and triple click and down on that heading into 20. I keep saying head again. We're in 2021 here. Within the year of 2021, I think showing your employees performance data that you may track around the amount of new ideas they brought to the table, around tracking how successful the executions were. I think having pulse conversations around adjustments, around providing transparent feedback, I think doing that at scale as much as you can, watching your tonality, watching your delivery, but really being concrete around, hey, when you put this document together, I needed to tweak a little bit here, here, and here, because when you handed it off to so-and-so, it slowed them up for these reasons, right? And here's how to do things a little bit better. Or, hey, I noticed that last week, you know, you were a little bit behind on a few things here. If there's ever a personal situation happening in life that may slow you up, let me know immediately. I'm going to be the first one to have your back. But if that's not the case, also let me know if there's things that we need to restructure, or like keeping a pulse on those small little things around productivity, around execution ability, around I'm stumping on a lot of things right now. I apologize. But keeping a pulse on anything that you're tracking, let me just keep it there. Because, one thing I want to get really better at is not necessarily telling founders or companies what they should be tracking, though I think it's valuable to do that. I want to get more clear on the macro. So being really clear with your team members around whatever you're tracking consistently in a pulse format, I think is really, really good. And that pulse format can literally look like, but it's going to be really chunky feedback. I would prefer to be a conversation, video, in person, phone call. I would not recommend that being in an email format. Things can be misunderstood. Things can be confused. Things can be a little bit cluttered. Things can make someone feel a certain type of way without being able to respond quickly. Because that's called what it is. If someone takes something a little bit offensively or throws them off a bit, that could kind of make the rest of their day, week, month, until they talk to you again, a bit uncomfortable, which can bring down their productivity. And the company doesn't need that. They don't need that. You don't need that. Just not a good idea vibe-wise. So whatever you're tracking when it comes to an individual's performance and an individual's ability to execute within the company as an individual contributor or as a leader, I think you need to have those pulse conversations and whatever you're tracking, I think you need to bring it up on site as fast as you can. I don't think you let anything fester within inside of you, or I don't think you allow anything to be clear amongst teams that there's a bit of a lack where other team members can notice it. And then you as a manager are not doing anything to say anything about it. You kind of want to let itself play out. I don't believe you let itself play out. What you can do is you can create mentorship models and you can create internal communications within teams and frankly, accountability structures where they have each other's back and they bring each other up that way, so you don't always have to jump in and provide the feedback and provide the pulse conversations on site. That's probably a really good idea. We could talk about how to put those structures in place. But whoever's doing it, whether it's a fellow team member that is qualified and understands how to have those conversations and to bring them up empathetically but productively, or whether it's you jumping in and having those conversations consistently, whoever it's going to be, they need to happen on site and as fast as possible. I'm not a big fan of lingering thoughts around performance, lingering thoughts around productivity, lingering thoughts around anything. So whatever you're tracking, you need to look at that data, whether it's in your Airtable, whether it's in your HRIS system, wherever you're tracking it, you need to look at that data and you need to put dates and times in when the last time you spoke to that person. And if you're noticing that you provided some substantial feedback and you went out to do a little bit of digging, you realize that things are not getting better for whatever reason, do not allow that to fester or wait or dwindle. You need to jump in and have those conversations immediately and consistently on site, in my personal opinion. But that may be a little bit of a different opinion from others. So I would love to hear others' thoughts. Really quick episode. Appreciate you guys.